启示录第一章第十七节第十八节。
Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, please.
我们这一次一同在主的面前所看的那个题目就是见证和见证人。
This time, the theme that we are looking together before the Lord is testimony and the witness.
我们知道说神的见证在他的话语的里面是一个中心。
We know that the testimony of God is of central importance in His Word.
神的见证在这个地上也是最重要的一件事。
The testimony of God is the most important thing on this earth.
神为着他自己的缘故，他把他自己见证出来。
For the reason of Himself, He has testified Himself.
当他创造天地的时候，
When He created heaven and earth,
他就借着他的创造来见证他自己。
Through His creation, He testified to Himself.
在罗马第一章告诉我们说，神的事情，人所知道的，原显明在人的心里。
In Romans chapter 1, it says that the things about God has been manifested in the heart of man.
就是借着神所创造的天地，叫我们能知道神的大能和他的神性。
Through the heaven and earth that are created by God, we can know the power and deity of God.
我们借着他所创造的天地，就看见我们的神是一位大能的神。
Through the heaven and earth that He created, we see our God is a mighty God.
同时，我们在他创造的里面也能看见一点他的性格。
In His creation, we can also see a bit of His character.
因为神性就是指着他的性格来说的。
Because deity speaks about His character.
叫人无可推诿。
So that man cannot deny.
因为他已经把他自己见证在他的创造的里面。
Because he has testified himself in his creation.
但是因着人的愚昧无知的缘故。
But for the foolishness of man.
人没有在天地造物的里面能认识神的见证。
Men are not able to know the testimony of God in His creation.
为着这个缘故，神就把律法赐给以色列人。
For this reason, God has given His testimony to the Israelites.
神在律法里面的见证是超过神在创造里面的见证。
His testimony in His law surpasses his testimony in his creation.
因为在律法的里面，他把他自己的性格有更多的那个启示。
Because he has more revelation in his law.
他给我们看见说他是独一无二的神。
He let us see that he is the only God.
他是灵。
He is the Spirit.
我们敬拜他要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
When we worship him, we have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
我们也看见说我们的神是一位极限的神。
And we also see that our God is a jealous God.
因为他是独一无二的。
Because he is unique.
你不能把任何的人事物与他来并立。
You cannot put any man or matters in the same footing as he is.
只有我们的神是配得我们的敬拜和侍奉的。
Only our God is worthy of our worship and service.
神不允许我们敬拜或者侍奉任何在他以外的东西。
God does not allow us to worship or service or serve anything other than himself.
因为那些的东西在他的眼中都是偶像，是可憎恶的。
Because all these things in his eyes are idols and detestable.
我们的神是一位公义的神。
Our God is a righteous one.
他是一位圣洁的神。
He is a holy God.
他是一位信实的神。
He is a faithful God.
他是一位满有恩典的神。
He is full of grace.
也给我们看见他也是一位慈悲的神。
And he is also full of mercy.
因为我们的神是这样的一位的神。
Because our God is such a God.
所以他要我们被他创造 造的人也像他一样。
So he wants us, the created ones, are like him.
所以我们知道这个诫命，十条的诫命就是律法。
So the Ten Commandments,Which is the law.
是把神自己的见证就更完全的启示给以色列人。
They reveal the testimony of God more fully to the Israelites.
神把他自己向以色列人启示出来。
God reveals himself to the Israel.
把他的律法交给以色列人。
He entrusts his laws to the Israelites.
一面我们看见这是一个莫大的荣耀。
On the one hand, this is a great honor.
因为借着这个律法，神把以色列人从万民中分别出来。
Because through this law, God has separated the Israelites from the nations.
但是另外一面，这是一个很大的责任。
But on the other hand, this is a great responsibility.
因为神把他的见证托付以色列人。
Because God has entrusted his own testimony to Israel.
以色列人就成了神见证的器皿。
The Israel becomes the vessel to his testimony.
他们如果没有好好为神做见证。
If they have not testified properly for God.
叫神的名就受到亏损。
Then the name of the Lord will become short.
他们自己也要受到亏损。
And they themselves will become short.
如果他们能好好地为神做见证。
But if they testify to God properly,
不但神的名在万民中要被高举。
Not only the name of God will be exalted among nations,
并且我们看见以色列人在神的面前要蒙极大的祝福。
But the Israelites will be blessed greatly before God.
这个是我们昨天早晨在这里稍微交通的。
This is what we have fellowshiped yesterday.
我们今天早晨要往前再进一步。
And this morning we want to move one step forward.
我们看见神不但在旧约的里面把律法赐给以色列人。
We see that God not only has given the law to the Israelites in the Old Testament.
我们可以说在旧约的里面。
In the Old Testament.
神的见证就是神的律法。
The testimony of God is the law of God.
在神那里是一个见证。
To God, that is the testimony.
在人的手里是一个律法。
In the hands of man, it is the law.
但是当我们来到新约的时候。
But when we come to the New Testament,
我们看见神在新约里面的启示是更完全的。
We see that the revelation of God in the New Testament is fuller.
我们记得我们的主耶稣在马太第五章十七节这样的说。
We remember that our Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5:17.
他说我来不是要废掉律法和先知。
I come not to abolish the prophets and the law.
我来不是要废掉，我来为着要成全。
I come not to abolish, but I come to complete.
我们知道成全的意思就是充而满足的意思。
To complete is to fill it and make it overflow.
好像本来是不满的。
As if originally it was not full.
现在把它充满了。
But now it is full.
律法就是一个不满的一个东西。
The law is something which is not full.
虽然我们知道律法是属灵的，是圣洁的。
Although we know that the law is spiritual and law is holy.
并且诫命也是公义圣洁的。
And the commandments are righteous and holy.
但是我们知道这个律法是不完全的。
But we know that the law is not complete.
虽然它能把神的性格稍微告诉我们一点。
Although it can tell us the character of God a bit.
比创造天地万物给我们的启示更多一点。
And it gives us more revelation than the creation of God.
但是律法对神的见证的启示还是有限的。
But the law has only limited revelation as to the testimony of God.
所以当我们的主耶稣来到地上的时候，
So when our Lord Jesus comes to this earth,
他并不是来废掉律法和先知。
He did not come to abolish the law and the prophets.
他是把那一个不充满的律法把它充满它。
He came to fill this law which is not full.
叫这个神的见证能得做一个完全的见证。
So that the testimony of God has a full expression.
如果我们念马太第五章的时候
But if we read Matthew chapter 5,
我们知道我们的主他用了好几个比喻。
We see that our Lord has used many examples.
他在那里告诉我们说，你们听见古人啊，有古人对你们说，不可杀人。
And he said, you have heard that the ancient people told us that we shall not kill.
那就是律法说不可杀人。
That's what the law says we should not kill.
但是主说，我要对你们说。
But the Lord says, I want to tell you.
人如果无缘无故向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
If somebody gets angry with his brother without reason, he will be judged.
如果你对一个弟兄说，你是一个无用的人。
If you tell your brother you are useless,
你是一个毫无价值的人。
You are worthless.
你是一个愚蠢的人。
You are a foolish person.
你这个人要受审判。
And you are going to be judged.
所以我们看见主把这个律法充耳满止。
So we see our Lord is filling the law.
主说，你们听见古人说，你不可奸淫。
So the Lord says that you heard that the people said you shall not commit adultery.
但是主说，我对你说。
But the Lord says, I tell you.
如果你看一个妇女为着动淫念的，你就已经犯了奸淫了。
But if you look at a woman with an adultery heart, you have committed adultery.
主说，古人对你们说，你们不可歧视，你们歧视就要遵守。
The Lord says that the people told you you shall not vow, but if you shall not swear, but if you do, you have to obey.
但是主说，我告诉你们，你们说话是就是是，不是不就是不是。
But the Lord says, I tell you, when you speak, yes is yes, no is no.
你们听见古人告诉你们说要爱你的邻舍。
And you heard people telling you you should love your neighbors.
但是拉比们就加上来说要恨你的仇敌。
But the rabbis added that you should hate your enemies.
但是我们的主告诉我们说。
But our Lord told us.
人如果打你右面的脸，你把左面的脸也转过来给他打。
If men slap on your right face, you turn your left face to him.
所以我们在这里看见我们的主耶稣来到这个世界。
So here we see that when our Lord comes to this earth,
他实在是把这个律法把它充耳满止。
He is actually filling the law.
叫这个神的见证能得以完整。
So that the testimony of God can be whole.
圣经告诉我们说，律法因着人的软弱有所不能行的。
The Bible said, because of the weakness of man, the law cannot be accomplished.
虽然律法是属灵的，是圣洁的。
Although the law is holy and is spiritual.
但是因为我们这个人的肉体软弱的缘故。
But because of the weakness of our flesh.
我们不能遵守这个律法。
We are not able to observe the law.
所以这个律法它不但不能叫我们称义。
So not only the law cannot justify us,
并且我们看见律法不过是叫人知道自己的罪。
And the law can only let us know that we are sinners.
所以希伯来书告诉我们说，
So the Hebrews tell us,
律法一无所成。
The law cannot accomplish anything.
律法没有成功什么事情。
The law has not accomplished anything.
因为我们知道律法不过是一个影儿。
Because the law is a shadow.
那个本物的真相乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
The image of the true substance is our Lord Jesus.
律法是从摩西来的。
The law comes from Moses.
但是恩典和真理是从我们的主耶稣而来的。
But grace and truth comes from our Lord Jesus.
在新约的里面。
In the New Testament,
也就是说在我们这一个时代
which is in our time,
神的见证是一个完全的见证。
The testimony of God is a complete testimony.
神因着他的儿子能把他自己完全见证出来。
Because of his own son, God can testify himself fully.
所以我们知道在今天这个时代。
So we know that in this day,
什么是神的见证呢？
What is the testimony of God?
在今天这个时代，神的见证不是律法。
In this time, the testimony of God is not the law.
神的见证乃是耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of God is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
换一句话说，是我们主耶稣基督，他就是神的见证。
In another word, Lord Jesus himself is the testimony of God.
因为在我们主的身上，他把神完全见证出来。
Because in our Lord Jesus, he has completely testified God.
在新约的里面，
In the New Testament,
有三本的书。
There are three books,
对于这个见证是说的最多的。
Which has the most mention of the word testimony.
第一本书就是约翰福音。
The first one is the Gospel of John.
第二本的书就是使徒行传。
The second is the Acts.
第三本的书就是启示录。
The third is the Revelation.
我们看见在这三本的书里面，
We see that in these three books,
就把耶稣基督的见证向我们启示出来。
The testimony of Jesus is revealed to us.
我们如果打开约翰福音的时候，
If we open the Gospel of John,
我们知道约翰福音第一章告诉我们说，
We know that the first chapter of Gospel of John tells us,
神差遣一个人来做我们主耶稣的先锋。
God sent a man to be a vanguard of our Lord Jesus.
那个人的名字就叫做约翰。
His name is John.
这个约翰他被差遣。
John was sent.
他并不是光。
He was not the light.
他是乃是来为光做见证的。
But he testifies to the light.
这一个约翰他来
John came
他就是要为着耶稣基督来做见证。
He wants to testify for Lord Jesus.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说那个在我以后来的，他是在我以前的。
The one that comes after me is actually before me.
那就是说，
That is to say,
那个在我以后来的乃是比我更大的。
The one that comes after me is greater than I.
因为他是从创世之前他是永在的这一位的神。
Because he was ever there before the eternity passed.
这一位在我以后来的是在我以前的。
The one that comes after me is before me.
他是早早在我的前面。
He was way ahead of me.
他是在时间的后面。
And he is before all the time.
他是在永世的里面。
And he is after the time, he is in the eternity future.
太初有道，道与神同在。
But in the beginning there was the word is with God.
这个道他就是神。
The word is God.
约翰他又做见证说，
John testified again.
这一位在我以后来的，
The one that comes after me.
你们不认识他，
You do not know him.
但是他是那么的大，那么的尊贵。
But he is so great and majestic.
我连他借他的鞋带我都不配的。
I'm not worthy even to loosen his shoes.
那我们知道借鞋带是一个最卑微的工作。
We know that it is the very low level work to try to unleash the shoe.
好像是一个婢女所做的事情。
As if the work of a maid.
但是约翰说，我替他解鞋带我都不配的。
But John said, I am not worthy even to loosen his shoe.
约翰，主耶稣说，
And Lord Jesus said,
约翰在这个世上妇女所生的是最大的。
John is the greatest among the one that were born of a woman.
但是这个约翰他做见证说，我替这一个主解鞋带我都不配。
But John testified himself, I am not worthy to loosen the shoelace of my Lord.
因为他是神，是神的儿子。
Because he is God, the Son of God.
约翰他又做见证说
And John testified again
他说看那神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的
BeholdThe Lamb of God, the one that takes away the sin of the world.
这一位来到世界的
The one that comes to this earth.
他是神的羔羊
He is the Lamb of God.
他要除去我们世界上所有人的罪
He shall take away the sins of all men.
今天在我们的耳中这句话可能不是太能打动我们的心的
And today maybe this word is not too impressive and too touching in our ears
但是在当时的犹太人的耳中这是一句了不得的话语
But in the ears of the Jews at that time this is a tremendous statement
因为犹太人他一直在那里献这个羊羔要赎他们的罪
Because the Jewish they have been continuallyoffering the lamb in order to atone their own sin.
但是这千千万万的羊羔虽然流了许许多多的血
But for so many thousands of lambs, although so much blood was shed,
不过是一个预表
But they were only a symbol.
并不能除掉他们的罪
But they cannot take away their sin.
所以在旧约的时候人献了祭他的罪是被遮盖起来了
But that's why in the Old Testament,When they offer their offering, their sin is covered.
并不是洗掉的。
But it's not cleansed.
不过是遮盖起来。
It's only covered.
是等到神的羔羊来到的时候。
Until the Lamb of God comes.
他就要除掉世界上人的罪。
And he takes away the sins of the world.
约翰又为主耶稣做见证。
And John testified again.
他说我是用水来替你们施洗。
And I baptize with water.
但是有一位在我以后来的。
But the one that comes beyond After me,
他要用圣灵替你们施洗。
He is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
约翰用水来施洗是叫人悔改。
And John baptized with water so that men can repent.
但是我们的主耶稣他要用圣灵替人施洗。
But our Lord Jesus baptized men with the Holy Spirit.
借着这一个洗把我们浸成一个身体。
Through this baptism, we are baptized into a body.
我们这许许多多信靠羔羊的人。
All of us who believe and trust in the Lamb.
主耶稣用圣灵把我们浸成一个身体。
Lord Jesus used the Holy Spirit to baptize us into one body.
不管我们是犹太人，是希利伊人。
No matter we are Jews or the Greeks.
我们今天在圣灵的里面都被浸成一个身体。
In the Holy Spirit, we have been baptized into one body.
我们所有信主的人现在都是身体上的彼此配搭做肢体的人。
And all of us, we have believed in the Lord. Now we are members of the body and fitted together.
这是一件何等荣耀的见证
This is a tremendously glorious testimony
但是约翰他不是不止这样的见证主
But John not only testified the Lord just so
到约翰第三章的时候
It comes to John chapter 3
有人为着约翰抱不平
Some felt that John, it was unfair to John
因为到主耶稣那里去受洗的比到他那里受洗的更多了
Because there were more people coming to the Lord Jesus to be baptized than to John
所以他们到约翰的面前好像来说不平的话
So they came to John in order to say that it's not fair to you
但是约翰怎么说呢
But what John said
他说娶新妇的乃是新郎
John said the one that takes the bride is the groom
这个新郎的朋友听见这个新郎的声音心里就欢喜了
The friend of the bridegroom is overjoyed when he hears the voice of the bridegroom
他必兴盛我必衰微
He shall increase I shall decrease
他为耶稣所做的见证是什么见证呢
What is his testimony to our Jesus Christ
他说这一位神的羔羊
He says, this Lamb of God,
神的儿子
the Son of God,
来做神的羔羊
He comes to be the Lamb of God,
用圣灵替我们施洗
He baptizes us with the Holy Spirit,
叫我们成了基督的身体
so that we can be his body,
不但是这样
not only so,
并且有一天他要等到这个身体长大成人的时候
But one day when the body is full grown,
他要把这个身体取来做他的心腹。
He shall take this body to be his bride.
叫我们与他永远联合。
So that we can be one with him forever.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是约翰为耶稣做的见证。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of John to our Lord Jesus.
我们看见约翰的见证实在是一个明亮的见证。
We see the testimony of John is really a clear testimony.
实在是一个非常完全的见证。
It is a complete testimony.
但是我们在读约翰福音的时候，
But when we read the Gospel of John,
我们记得我们的主耶稣他曾这样的说。
We remember our Lord Jesus said.
他说，约翰好像一个明灯一样。
And he said, John is like a bright lamp.
你们暂时喜欢他的光。
And temporarily you like his light.
但是他说有一位为我做见证的。
But one that will testify for me.
那是比约翰不知道大了多少。
And he is immensely greater than John.
他说借着我父所托付给我要成全的事情。
Through the things that my father has entrusted me.
这些我要成全的事情。要为我做见证。
These things that I am going to accomplish will testify for me.
并且我的父也自己要为我做见证。
And my father himself will testify for me.
但是你们没有看见过他，也没有听见过他。
But you have not seen him or heard him.
这是约翰第五章。
This is John chapter 5.
所以我们知道除了施洗约翰为主做见证之外，
So we know that aside from John the Baptist who testified for the Lord,
天上这一位的父他也为着主耶稣做见证。
The Heavenly Father also testifies for our Lord Jesus.
他为主做的见证是两方面的。
The testimony of God of the Father to the Lord Jesus have two aspects.
一面是父把事情托给他的儿子去做。
On the one hand, the father entrusts things to his son to do.
这个工作除了他的儿子没有任何的人能做的。
And this work can be done by nobody save his own son.
因为只有他的儿子才能代表他。
Because only his son can represent him.
也只有这位道成肉身的耶稣能代表我们的人。
Only this word becoming flesh, this Jesus can represent man.
只有一位神。
There's only one God.
在神和人之间。
Can be between God and man.
只有一位中保。
Only one
mediator. 就是那个降世为人的耶稣。
And that's the one that's Lord Jesus that come to earth.
他舍他自己的命做多人的赎价。
He gave his own life to be a ransom for all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在整个的宇宙的中间，
In the whole universe,
没有一个人能做这个工。
There's no single man that can do this work.
这个救赎的工作天使不能做。
This work of redemption cannot be done by an angel.
这个工作任何的人不能做。
This work cannot be done by any man.
但是在宇宙的中间有一位神托付他来完成这个工作。
But there is one in the universe that God has entrusted to him to accomplish this work.
借着这个救赎的工作神为他做见证。
Through the work of redemption God has testified for him.
给我们看见他是谁。
So that we see who he is.
同时我们的神他自己亲口也为他做见证。
And our God also used his own words to testify for him.
我们知道在圣经里头神三次从天上说话。
We see that in the Bible God speaks three times from heaven.
第一次当我们的主受浸从水里上来的时候。
The first time when our Lord Jesus came up from his baptism.
天就开了。
The heaven opens.
圣灵仿佛鸽子一样就降在并且住在他的里面。
The Holy Spirit came down and dwelled in the Lord.
并且天上有声音说。
And the voice coming down from heaven.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
是我所喜悦的。
The one that I'm pleased with.
然后我们到了马太十七章的时候。
In Matthew 17.
主带了三个门徒到山上去变化。
Lord Jesus brought three disciples to the mountain.
我们记得说，天上又说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
The voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am pleased. You shall listen to him."
你彼得不要多言多语。
Peter, don't speak anymore.
你应当来听我的爱子。
You have to listen to my son.
然后在约翰十二章的里面。
In John 12.
当我们的主耶稣说一粒麦子落在地里死了就要结出许多的籽粒来。
And our Lord Jesus said, when a grain of wheat falling on the ground died and will bring much fruit,
他说父啊荣耀你自己的名。
He said, Father, glorify your own name.
天上有声音说我已经荣耀了我的名我还要再荣耀。
The voice from heaven said, I have already glorified my name, I will glorify it more.
所以我们知道我们天上的天父也为着我们的主耶稣做见证。
So we also know that our heavenly Father also testified for our Lord Jesus.
见证说我们的主是他的爱子。
To testify that our Lord Jesus is his beloved son.
我们的主乃是主。
Our Lord is the Lord.
我们应当听他的话。
And we shall listen to him.
除了父为他做见证之外。
Not only our Heavenly Father testify for him.
主耶稣说，圣经神的话语也为我做见证。
And Lord Jesus says, the words in the scripture also testify for me.
主对当时的人说，你们查考圣经。
And God said, the Lord says,You search the scripture.
你们以为在圣经里面有永生。
And you think you can find eternal life there.
但是你们不肯到我这里来领受这个永生。
But you are not willing to come to me to receive this eternal life.
因为这个圣经乃是为我做见证的。
Because the scripture testifies for me.
当我们的主复活之后。
And when our Lord was resurrected,
他就开启门徒的心窍。
And he opened the hearts of the minds of his disciples.
从这个摩西的五经、先知的书和这个诗篇，告诉他们关乎他的事情。
And he tells them about things regarding him from the Pentateuch, from the prophets, from the Psalms.
所以我们知道说，全本的圣经也是在那里见证我们的主耶稣。
So we know the whole Bible testifies to our Lord Jesus.
实在说来，圣经只有一个目的。圣经
Actually, the Bible has only one purpose.
我们不要以为说圣经虽然66卷讲许许多多的事情。
Although there are 66 books in the Bible speaking about many things.
但是圣经的见证只有一个。
But the testimony in the Bible is only one.
它就是为着耶稣基督做见证。
It testifies to Lord Jesus.
如果我们在圣经里头能看见主，我们就懂得圣经。
If we can find our Lord in the Bible, then we understand it.
如果我们看见许许许多的事而没有看见主，我们根本没有认识圣经。
If we see many things in the Bible, but we do not see Lord Jesus, then we do not understand it.
还有一件很奇妙的事。
Another very amazing thing.
在约翰福音告诉我们说，我们的主为自己也做见证。
And in John's Gospel, it also says that Christ testifies to himself.
我们知道普通一个人为着自己做见证，这个见证是靠不住的。
We know that an ordinary man, if he testifies to himself, this testimony is not credible.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为第一，我们不认识我们自己。
Because first, we do not know ourselves.
第二，
Second,
我们总是爱我们自己的。
We always love ourselves.
所以我们的见证是靠不住的。
So our own testimony is not reliable.
但是我们的主的见证是靠得住的。
But the testimony of our Lord is credible.
有一次当他为自己做见证的时候，
Once he testified to himself,
那些法利赛人就说了，你为你自己做见证，这个见证不可靠。
The Pharisees said, you testify to yourself, and that testimony is not reliable.
但是我们的主怎么回答呢？
But what did our Lord say in reply?
他说，虽然我为做自己做见证，我的见证还是可靠的。
He said, although I testify to myself, my testimony is reliable.
因为你们不知道你们从哪里来到哪里去。
Because you don't know where you came from and where you're going.
但是我知道我从哪里来，我从哪里去。
But I know where I came from and where I'm going.
你们的经上不是这样说吗？
And did it, was it said in your Bible?
有两个人的见证，句句就定准了。
And if there's the testimony of two, then every word is credible.
他说，我在这里做见证，不是我一个人在这里做见证。
No, I'm here to make a testimony, not that I myself making a testimony.
因为我的父在我的里面与我一同做见证。
But my father in me is testifying with me.
所以两个人的见证，句句都是定准的。
So the testimony of two, every word is true.
当我们的主在那里说话的时候，
When our Lord speaks,
父就与他一同说话。
The Father speaks with him.
当我们的主在那里做事的时候，
when our Lord works,
父就在那里做事。
The Father works too.
主说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
Our Lord says, My Father works until today, and I work too.
在约翰福音里头，我们看见许许多多的地方，主为他自己做见证。
And in John's Gospel, we see many times the Lord testifies to himself.
他告诉我们他是怎么一回事。
And he told me what is him.
我们知道拿但尼来到他面前的时候，
When Nathaniel came to him,
他对拿但尼说，
He said to Nathaniel,
你也要看见天开了，
You shall see the heaven opens.
有天使上去下来在人子的身上。
There are God's messenger coming up and down on the Son of Man.
这个当然是点到旧约雅各的梯子。
And this one refers to the ladder of Jacob.
因为我们的主就是那个通天的那个梯子。
Because our Lord Jesus is that ladder to the heaven.
把神带到人间，把人带到神那里去。
He brings God to man and brings man to God.
我们的主在约翰二章里头也这样的说。
In John chapter 2, our Lord said,
你们拆毁这个殿，我三日就要把它建造起来。
You destroy the temple. In 3 days, I will rebuild it.
这是指说他自己的身体说的。
And he speaks about his own body.
到第三章的时候，
In chapter 3,
他说摩西在旷野怎样举蛇。
He said how Moses raised up the copper, the bronze snake.
人子也被照样被举起来。
The Son of Man will be raised too.
叫一切信他的人都得永生。
So that all who believe him shall have eternal life.
在这个约翰福音里面充满了这样的话语。
And these kind of words fills the gospel of John.
他说我就是生命的粮。
He said, I am the bread of life.
吃我肉和我血的人就永远不死。
Those who eat of my flesh and drink of my blood shall not die.
他说我就是生命的光。
See, I am the light of life.
人走在我的光中就不至于跌倒。
A man walking my light will not stumble.
他说我就是好的牧人。
I am that good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd gave his life for his lamb.
他说我就是复活，我就是生命。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我就是道路、真理和生命。
I am the way, the truth and the life.
就说我就是。
And God says,And the Lord says, I am.
我们知道我是乃是耶和华神的名字。
We know that this word, I am, is the name of the Lord Jehovah.
所以我们看见说主在那里告诉我们他是谁。
So we know that what the Lord was telling us who he is.
如果我们看约翰福音的时候，
If we read the Gospel of John,
我们真是看见我们的主耶稣是怎样的一位主。
We really see our Lord Jesus, what kind of a Lord he is.
我们知道在旧约的时候，
We know that in our Old Testament time,
当神见证他自己出来的时候，
When God testifies to himself.
这个见证来到以色列人的中间就成了律法。
When this testimony comes among the Israelites, that becomes law.
这个律法是要遵守的。
And the law is to be observed.
但是因着人软弱的缘故。
But because of the weakness of man.
律法不但不能遵守。
Not only we cannot observe the law.
律法变成显明我们的罪孽。
And the law actually exposes our iniquity.
所以律法像训梦的师父一样。
So the law is like a teacher.
把我们要引到基督那里去。
The law brings us to Jesus.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
在新约的里面，
In the New Testament,
当神的见证在基督耶稣里临到我们的时候，
When the testimony of God comes to us in Jesus Christ,
你知道在我们的手里成了什么呢？
We know what does it become in our hand.
不是律法。
It's no longer law.
乃是恩典。
But grace.
所以在现在这个时代，
So in this time,
神的见证就是耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of God is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的见证在我们的身上乃是神的恩典。
The testimony of Lord Jesus in us is the grace of God.
什么叫做恩典呢？
What is grace?
恩典就是白白赐给我们。
The grace is freely given.
恩典就是赐给我们众人没有分别的。
The grace is given to us uniformly.
恩典是完全出于他的。
The grace comes completely from him.
恩典是什么都为我们预备了。
The grace has prepared all things for us.
我们只要凭着信来接受。
We only have to receive it in faith.
这一切就是属于我们的。
And all this belongs to us.
所以在新约的时候，
So in the New Testament time,
神的见证乃是神的恩典在我们的身上。
The testimony of God is the grace of God in us.
圣经，新约圣经第二卷的书，
The second book in the New Testament,
关乎见证方面的事，
Regarding the testimony,
乃是使徒行传，
Is the Acts.
我们在使徒行传的里面，
In the book of Acts,
在第一章，
Chapter 1,
当我们的主耶稣要升天的时候，
And when our Lord Jesus was to ascend to heavens,
他对聚集在他面前的门徒这样的说，
He told his disciples to gather before him,
他说你们要等候在耶路撒冷，
You have to wait in Jerusalem,
等你们领受那从上面来的能力，
Until receive the power from on high,
就是圣灵，
That's the Holy Spirit,
那个时候你们要从耶路撒冷由他去全地撒玛利亚以及地极要做我的见证。
And then you shall be my witness in Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, and to the end of the world.
换一句话说，
In another word,
当我们的主耶稣在地上的时候，
When our Lord Jesus was on this earth,
他为神做见证。
He testified to God.
从来没有人看见过神。
Nobody has ever seen God.
只有在父怀中的独生子把他显明出来了。
But the only begotten Son in the bosom of God, He declares Him.
他说：“你们看见我，就看见了父。”
He says, "When you see me, you see the Father."
他把神完全见证出来。
He completely express God.
神也为他做见证。
And God also testifies to him.
也把他完全向我们启示出来。
And God also revealed him completely to us.
现在我们的主耶稣已经完成了救恩了。
Now our Lord Jesus has accomplished redemption.
他从死里复活。
He was raised from the dead.
他预备要升天了。
And he was to be ascended to heaven.
在那个时候，他就把他自己的见证就托付他的教会。
At that time, he entrusted his own testimony to his church.
本来他在地上的时候，他是神见证的器皿。
Originally, he himself was the vessel of God's testimony.
他为神做了美好的见证。
And he gave the beautiful testimony for God.
现在他升天了。
Now he has ascended to heaven.
他就把这个见证就交给他的门徒。
He entrusted the testimony to his disciples.
他说你们要到全地去为我做见证。
He said,
就成了耶稣基督见证的器皿。
The church then becomes the vessel of the testimony of Lord Jesus.
我们看见在五旬节那一天的时候，
We see on the day of Pentecost,
当圣灵降下来，
when the Holy Spirit came down,
把这120个人浸成一个身体，
baptized the whole 120 people into one body.
那就是教会的历史开始了。
And that is the beginning of the history of the church.
也就是教会接受耶稣基督见证的那个第一天。
And that is the first day when the church received the testimony of Jesus.
我们看见当初的教会怎样为耶稣做见证呢？
And we see how the church at that time testifies to Jesus.
我们看见这个时候许多的人就聚集了。
We see that many people gathered.
然后彼得就站起来。
Peter stood up.
十一个门徒与他就一同站起来。
And 11 disciples stood up with him.
虽然只有彼得一个人说话。
Although only Peter spoke.
但是十一个使徒与他一同站在那里做见证。
But the 11 disciples stood with him as a testimony.
他们的见证是什么呢？
What is their testimony?
他们的见证就是说，
Their testimony is,
你们所钉十字架的这位耶稣，
The Jesus that you have crucified,
神已经把他升为至高，
God has raised him to the utmost height.
他神已经设立他为主为基督了。
God has established him to be the Lord and Christ.
这一个就是教会为基督做的见证。
And this is the testimony of the church to Christ.
这位钉十字架的主。
And this resurrected Lord.
他已经在神的右边。
He is on the right hand of God.
神已经高他为主。
God has anointed him as the Lord.
他是万有的主。
He is the King of Kings.
他也是基督。
He is also the Christ.
他是神的受膏者。
He is the Anointed One of God.
我们看见当彼得他们这样见证的时候，
We know that we see that when Peter and others gave this testimony,
因为圣灵与他们一同做见证，
because the Holy Spirit testified with him,
听见的人里面就觉得扎心。
Those who heard feel.Their hearts are pricked.
因为他们看见他们是把这位主钉十字架的。
Because they are the one who crucified Jesus.
但是神在那里见证说，这位钉十字架的基督乃是主。
But God has testified that this one that you have crucified is the Lord.
所以他们里面觉得扎心。
So their hearts are pricked.
结果那一天有3000个人信靠主。
And that day 3,000 were saved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们再看下去，看见彼得和约翰。
We see Peter and John.
他们。
We see Peter and John.
他们在早晨祷告的时候到圣殿去祷告。
In the morning when they went to the temple to pray,
有一个瘸腿生来瘸腿的人在门门口。
There was one lame.Sitting at the gate,
要问彼得约翰得做一点周济。
Asking for alms from Peter and John.
你知道彼得约翰怎么说呢？
You know what Peter and John said?
他说金银我都没有。
I have no gold or silver.
但是我把我所有的给你。
But I give you what I have.
我奉主耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
In the name of my Lord Jesus, you stand up and walk.
那个瘸腿的人就跳起来了。
The one lame sprang up.
他就跟着他们到圣殿里面去敬拜神。
He followed them into the temple to praise God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见耶稣基督的名就成为教会的产业。
We see that the name of Jesus becomes the inheritance of the church.
我们什么都没有。
We have nothing.
金也没有，银也没有。
No gold nor silver.
但是感谢神，我们有一件东西。
But we thank God we have one thing.
是主耶稣基督的名。
It is the name of our Lord Jesus.
这个名是超万名之上的名。
This name is above all names.
因着这个名，万膝都要屈膝。
By all knees shall bow down.
万口都要称耶稣为主。
All mouths will proclaim that Lord Jesus is Lord.
因着这个名，叫这个瘸腿能起来蹦跳。
And because of this name, this lame person can spring up and jump.
这个是当时教会为主做的见证。
And this is the testimony of the church at that time for the Lord.
我们知道约翰和彼得被带到公会去的时候。
We know that the Peter and John were brought to the Sanhedrin.
他们说，还有后来其他的使徒也被抓去。
And also other disciples were brought up, brought there too.
他们说，我们所听见的，我们所看见的，我们不能不做见证。
And they told them, what we have heard, what we have seen, we cannot but to testify.
我们顺服人呢，还是顺服神？你们自己去定规。
You decide for yourself.Shall we obey man or obey God?
但是你们所杀的这一位生命的主
But the Lord of life that you have killed
神已经设立他为救主
God has raised him to be the Savior
并且神要把圣灵赐给一切信他的人
And God also is going to give Holy Spirit to all that believe in him
如果你把使徒行传从头到末看下去的话
If you read the Acts from beginning to end
我们看见当初的教会怎样为耶稣基督做见证
You see how the church at that time testifies to Lord Jesus
我们没有时间一个一个地说
We don't have time to go into detail
比方保罗他也做见证
Paul gave the testimony
他自己三次做见证
Paul testified three times himself
他见证他所看见所听见的
He testified according to what he has seen and heard
他看见这位耶稣原来就是复活的主
He saw this Jesus is actually the resurrected Lord
他原来就是教会的头
And he actually is the head of the church
他是神所设立要审判死人活人的主
And he is the Lord that God has establishedTo judge the living and the dead.
所以在整个的使徒行传的里面
So in the whole book of Acts,
我们看见教会它就是见证主耶稣
We see that the church is to testify for Jesus.
它见证说耶稣他是救主
It testifies that the Lord Jesus is the Savior.
它见证说耶稣他是主
It testifies the Lord Jesus is the Lord.
见证说主耶稣复活，他升天坐在神的右边
Testifies the Lord Jesus has been raised up and ascended to be on the right hand of God.
见证说有一天他要来审判所有的死人和活人。
And one day he is to come to return to judge all the living and the dead.
因着他们的见证，许许多多的人归向主。
And because of their testimony, many people return to God.
在短短三十多年的光景中
，In the short period of 30 years,
我们知道福音已经传遍了当时的世界。
The gospel has spread.To the world at that time.
他们的见证是何等明亮，何等有能力。
And their testimony is clear and powerful.
第三卷的书在圣经的里面。
The third book in the Bible.
那就是启示录。
Is Revelation.
在启示录的里面。
In Revelation.
我们看见有一个特别的名词。
We see there is a special term.
那个叫做耶稣基督的见证。
It is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
在中文里头，有的时候翻作为耶稣基督做见证。
In Chinese translation, it says testify for Lord Jesus.
其实在原文里头是一个名词。
But in the original language, that is a noun.
是耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of Lord of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of Jesus Christ.
这一个是在启示录里面特别给我们看见的。
This is a special revelation in the book of Revelation.
这一个耶稣基督的见证在启示录里面。
The testimony of Jesus Christ in Revelation.
有人说用了七次，有人说用了六次。
Was used as seven or six times according to different people.
因为有一次没有说耶稣的见证，就说见证。
Because once it was only mentioned as testimony instead of testimony of Lord Jesus Christ. 但是
你要看，你要读里面的意思才能知道。
But if you read the meaning, then you know.
第一次是在启示录第一章。
The first one is in Revelation chapter 1.
第二节。
Verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 2.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
John, who testified the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, all things that he saw.
这里约翰告诉我们说，
Here John tells us,
耶稣基督的启示就神赐给他，将叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。这是第一节。
The verse 1 says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show to his bound man that must shortly take place.
神把一个启示赐给耶稣基督。
God gave a revelation to Jesus Christ.
而这个启示呢，主耶稣就借着天使来晓谕约翰。
And this revelation, Lord Jesus gave to John through an angel.
那约翰呢，神的道和耶稣基督的见证啊，凡所看见的都证明出来。
So John bore witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, all things that he has seen.
所以在这里给我们看见这个耶稣基督的见证是什么呢？
So here it shows us what is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这里耶稣基督的见证是有一个范围的。
Here the testimony of Jesus Christ has a limit.
这个范围就是启示录这一本的书。
And this limit is the book of Revelation.
因为他说，凡所看见的都证明出来。
Because it says, you prove what you have seen.
神把这个启示啊，赐给主耶稣。
And God gave this revelation to our Lord Jesus.
换一句话说，神要见证他的儿子。
On the other hand, God wants to testify to his son.
这个就是启示录。
And this is the book of Revelation.
启示录就是神要见证他的儿子。
The revelation is God wants to testify to his son.
那现在呢，主就把这个启示啊，借着天使来晓谕约翰。
So God gave this revelation through angel to John.
叫约翰能看见。
So that John can see.
所以约翰所看见的，他就证明出来了。
So what John saw,He proved.
他所看见的是神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
What he saw was the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
神的话。
The word of God.
和耶稣基督的见证。
And the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以整本的启示录是神的话。
So the whole book of Revelation is the word of God.
神在哪里说话？
God spoke.
整个的启示录是耶稣基督的见证。
The whole book of Revelation is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这个话，这个见证都能看见的。
And this word, this testimony, can see, we can see.
所以他能证明出来。
So that he can prove it out.
凡是听见这个话的人。
And those who heard these words,
凡是读这书上预言的人，
those who have read those prophecies,
凡是遵守其中所是记载的，
those who keep the things written in it,
都是有福的。
They are blessed.
因为日子近了。
Because the time is near.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这一本启示录就是耶稣基督的见证。
This book of Revelation is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
这个见证是要我们听见的。
And this testimony is to be heard by us.
要我们看见的。
Is to be seen by us.
并且也是要我们来遵守的。
Is to be kept by us.
如果这样的话，我们在神面前就要蒙福。
If so, we are going to be blessed before God.
因为主来的日子近了。
Because the day of the Lord is close.
这是第一次。
This is the first time.
第二次是在第九节里面。
The second time is in verse 9.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难过度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，就是耶稣基督的耶稣的见证，曾在那名叫伯马的海岛上。
I John your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and patience in Jesus was in the island called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus
在这里又给我们看见神的道 和耶稣的见证。
Here it shows again the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
但是这里耶稣的见证不限于启示录。
But here the testimony of Jesus is not limited to the book of Revelation.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为约翰被充军到伯马海岛上。
Because John was exiled to theisland of Patmos,
是为着神的道和耶稣的见证。
For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
这个是在他看见这个启示之前的事。
And this is before he has seen this revelation.
所以在这里耶稣的见证，神的道和耶稣的见证。
So here, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus
是包括所有整本的圣经。
Encompasses the whole Bible.
所有神所说的话
All that have been said by God
都是耶稣的见证
Is the testimony of Jesus
希伯来书第一章告诉我们说
In the book of Hebrews chapter 1
神在古时的时候
In the past
神多方多次向我们的列祖借着众先知说话
And God has spoken to our fathers through the prophets
现在在这最末后的日子
ButIn this end day,
他在他儿子的里面向我们说话。
He speaks to us in his son.
所以我们看见神的话现在是完全了。
So we see now that the word of God is complete.
神已经在他的儿子里面说了最最终最完全的话。
God has spoken to us in his son the most complete.The most final words.
而所有的话就是耶稣的见证。
All this word is the testimony of Jesus.
约翰被神的话和耶稣基督的见证所感动。
And John was moved by the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我们知道神的话和耶稣的见证不光是一个道理的东西。
We know that the word of God and the testimony of Jesus are not just doctrine.
这一个东西不是光是讲讲听听的东西。
It is not just for us to say and to hear.
如果我们真是听见了神的话
，But if we truly have heard the word of God，
我们真是看见了耶稣的见证。
But we have truly see the testimony of Jesus。
你知道这个见证把我们整个的人就变化了。
And this testimony would transform us completely.
这一个见证把我们整个的人就抓住。
And this testimony will grasp us individually, completely.
为着这一个见证,
For this testimony,
你愿意舍去你的生命,
you are willing to give your life.
约翰被放蛇到伯马的海岛, and 就是为着耶稣的见证。
When John was exiled to Patmos, that was for the testimony of Jesus.
他宁愿被放, 他不能舍去这个见证。
He was willing to be in exile. He cannot deny this testimony.
所以我们知道耶稣的见证是一个何等有能力的一个见证。
So we know the testimony of Jesus is such a powerful testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们也听见神的话。
And we have heard the word of God.
我们也知道一点耶稣的见证。
We have know somewhat the testimony of Jesus.
但是神的话和耶稣的见证在我们身上发生多少的作用呢？
But is there much influence?Influence of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus in us.
我们能不能说耶稣的见证是一件事，我们又是一回事呢？
Do we say that testimony of Jesus is one thing and my life is something else?
耶稣的见证与我们是打成一片的。
And can we say the testimony of Jesus and us are one thing?
耶稣的见证比我们更重要。
And testimony of More important than I.
约翰为着耶稣的见证，他愿意被放蛇到伯马的海岛去。
For the testimony of Jesus, John is willing to be in exile on Patmos.
这一个就是见证在人身上的那个能力。
And this is the power of testimony on a man.
第三是我方才所说的这个在解经上有一点这个出入。
The third place in the interpretation of the Bible, there was some difference.
那也是在启示录第六章第九节。
That's in John chapter, the Revelation chapter 6, verse 9.
揭开第五印的时候，我看见在祭坛底下有位神的道，并未做见证，就是未做见证被杀之人的灵魂。
And when it opened the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of them that had been slain for the word of God.
有人说，这里为神的道，并且为做见证被杀的灵魂。
And here somebody says that the souls of those who were killed because of the word of God and for the testimony.
有人说这些人是指着旧约的圣徒说的。
Some said that these people refer to the people in the Old Testament time.
我个人是感觉说这里是包括所有为神的话和见证，就是耶稣基督的见证而死的人。
Personally, I feel that this word encompasses all that have died.For the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
虽然在旧约的时候，没有耶稣的见证这一个名词。
Although in the Old Testament time there was no such term as the testimony of Jesus.
但是在旧约的时候，有神的见证在那里。
But in the Old Testament time there was the testimony of God.
所以我个人相信是包括古今中外，所有为着神的话和为着神的见证而行道的人。
So, I personally feel that this encompasses all who are martyred over ages, over every place, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
实在说来，恐怕只做在新约的时代行道的人更多一点。
In fact, it probably refers more to those in the New Testament time who are martyred.
这里有一点解经的问题。
And here there is some slight difference in the interpretation of the Bible.
如果弟兄姊妹中，对于我的解说不同意的话，你尽量可以守住你的解说。
If you disagree with me on this interpretation, you can keep your own interpretation.
因为圣经是神的话。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
但是解经啊，不过是人的领会。
But the interpretation.Is the understanding of man.
在我个人的领会的里面
In my own understanding,
我们的主耶稣在启示录第五章就是他升天的光景
And the chapter 5 of Revelation is the condition of his ascendance.
当我们的主升到天上的时候
When our Lord was raised to heavens,
他是像刚刚被杀的羔羊一样
He was as if a lamb slain.
但是他已经得胜了
But he has overcome
所以他有这个资格可以从神的手里拿这个书卷
So he is qualified to receive the seal receive the scroll from God
这一个书卷就是这个大地的地契
And this scroll is the grand deed of the earth
这个大地是属于神的
And this great earth belongs to God.
这个地契是在神的手里面。
This deed is in the hand of God.
虽然今天魔鬼在地上暂时霸占了这个地。
Although temporarily Satan is in control of this earth.
但是他是一个霸占的人，一个 usurper。
But he is a usurper.
这个大地不是属于他的。
The earth does not belong to him.
这个大地是属于神的。
The earth belongs to God.
这个地契是在神的手里头。
The deed is in the hand of God.
但是有什么人能从神的手里来接受这个地契呢？
But who is qualified to receive the scroll, the deed from God?
来执行神的旨意。
To execute his will.
把这个大地归回于神呢？
To return the earth to God.
天上地下地底下没有一个人是配的。
No one is worthy in the heaven or earth or under the earth.
只有这个被杀的羔羊他是配。
Only the slain lamb is worthy.
所以我们的主升天之后，他就那里领受了这个地契。
So when our Lord is raised to heaven, he has received this deed from God.
因为神把天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了他。
Because God has given him all the power and authority of the heaven and earth.
诗篇第二篇说，你问我，我就要把这个地赐给你，做你的产业。
The second psalm says, you and I will give you the deed as your inheritance.
所以我相信第五章里面是主升天的光景。
So I believe the chapter 5 speaks about the condition of the Lord Jesus ascending.
所以在那里的赞美乃是救赎的赞美。
So the praises is the praises of redemption.
我们的主把这个地契拿在手里。
When our Lord has this deed in his hand,
到了第六章就开始开印了。
In chapter 6, the seal is open.
他就是说要执行神的旨意。
And he is going to do the will of God.
把这个大地收回来，来归向神。
He will take back the whole earth and give it back to the earth, to God.
你能不能相信说我们的主耶稣他拿了这个地契他不开印呢？
Can you believe that our Lord Jesus received the scroll and not opened the seal?
他要等两千年之后才开始开印呢。
And wait for 2,000 years to open the seal.
我个人相信他拿到之后就开始开了。
Personally, I believe that when he received the scroll, he is opening it.
但是呢
？But
我个人相信他只开了四个印。
But I personally believe that he has opened only 4 seals.
我们没有时间讲这些的东西。
And we don't have time to go into details.
为什么我说第五个印还没有开呢？
Why I said that he has not opened the 5th seal?
因为第五个印一开的时候，
Because when the 5th seal is opened,
那些为着神的道和见证被杀的灵魂就开始祷告。
The souls of those who have been killed for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, they are going to start to pray.
他们的祷告与我们今天教会的祷告的性质完全不同。
The nature of their prayer is different from the prayer of the church right
now. 今天教会的祷告就是根据主耶稣在十字架上的祷告。
Because the prayer of the church today is according to the prayer of our Lord Jesus on the cross.
我们的主在十字架上说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Our Lord on the cross said, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they have done.
所以当斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候，
So when Stephen was to be stoned to death,
他也祷告说，神啊，不要把这个罪归在他们身上。
He said, God, do not put this sin on them.
教会的祷告是一个赦免的祷告。
The prayer of the church is a prayer of forgiveness.
因为今天是恩典的时代。
Because to this day, this time is the time of grace.
但是到了第五印的时候，
But when we come to the 5th seal,
这些殉道者他们祷告，
The prayer of the martyrs,
他们的祷告乃是求神来伸冤来执行审判。
And their prayer is to pray to God to judge.
所以我们知道这个时代就转变了。
We see that the age is changing at that time.
我们现在是恩典的时代。
The present age is the age of grace.
但是恩典的时代到了一个时候要结束了。
But the time of grace is going to end at a certain time.
但是每一次神要做一个转移工作的时候，
But every time when the Lord, when God is going to do some turning thing,
他总是把他的心意指示给属于他的人。
He shows his mind and heart to those who belong to him,
要那一些的人向他祷告，
so that they would pray to him,
然后神就听他们的祷告来执行他的审判。
And God will hear their prayer and execute his judgment.
所以这些殉道者他们认识神的旨意。
So these martyrs, they knew the will of God.
他们接受了神的心意。
They received the heart of God.
他们知道神要转移这个时代了。
They know that God is going to transform this age.
所以他们在那里与神同心，在那里祷告，求神起来审判，起来伸冤。
So they pray to God so that God will judge. They will pray in one accord with God.
到了第六印的时候，羔羊的愤怒就来到。
Coming to the sixth seal, the anger, the wrath of the Lamb arrives.
就是说他们的祷告蒙了应允。
That is to say that the prayer of the martyrs are answered.
所以我个人相信这第五的印还没有开。
So personally, I believe this fifth seal is not open yet.
这一个是神怜悯这个世界。
And this is the mercy of God to us this time.
盼望人人都悔改。
We pray that everyone should repent.
但是有一天。
But one day,
这个时代要转变。
This age is going to be transformed.
而那些能认识是信义的人，就是有耶稣见证的人。
And those who know the heart and mind of God is those who have the testimony of Jesus.
因为他们曾为着神的道和见证殉道。
Because they are martyred because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
所以他们特别能体会神的心。
Because they can understand the heart of God.
因着他们的祷告，时代就转变。
Because of their prayer, the time is changed.
第四次乃是在第十二章里面。
The fourth time is in chapter 12.
在十二章第十七节。
Chapter 12, verse 17.
在这里告诉我们说，龙向妇人发怒，其余他其余的儿女征战，这儿女就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的，那是龙就站在海边的沙上。
And the dragon was angry with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus and I upon the sand of the sea.
其实在这个话之前
Before this word
我们在前面看见有一个妇人在有生产的艰难
We see that a woman is in birth pain
然后她生产一个男孩子
And then she delivered a man child
这个男孩子就被提到宝座那里去了
The man child was raptured to the throne
我们知道这一个男孩子就是代表怎么后时代的得胜者。
We know that this man child represents the overcomers in this end time.
这一个是一个团体，不是个人。
And this is a body, and this is not a single individual.
这里在这个幕后的时代。
And in the end time,
有一班的弟兄姊妹
there are a group of brothers and sisters
他们胜过了那控告者
who has overcome the accuser
因着羔羊的血
and by the blood of the lamb
和自己所见证的道
and by the word that they have testified
他们不爱惜生命他们为着主并不爱惜自己的性命
and for the Lord they have not left their own life
这一些的人并不是完全的人
and these people are not perfect people
但是感谢神他们认识主耶稣的宝血
but we thank the Lord that they know the blood of Lord Jesus
他们因着主的宝血天天洁净
and by the Lord of and through the Lord the blood of the LordThey cleanse themselves.
叫仇敌的口被封闭起来。
So that the mouth of the enemy is sealed.
但是他们能张开口有来见证。
But they can open their mouth and give the testimony.
他们的见证是什么呢?
What is their testimony?
他们见证就说耶稣是主。
Their testimony is that Jesus is the Lord.
不管在这世界上你所看见的是什么。
No matter what you see in this
world. 不管仇敌在地上怎样的猖狂。
No matter how pompous is this enemy in the world.
他们见证说耶稣是主。
They testify that Jesus is the Lord.
他们在这个最相反的环境的里面。
And that they are in the most adverse condition.
你照这个现实来看
and if you see the practical situation
好像什么都是相反的
it seems that everything is opposing them
但是他们不妥协
but they do not compromise
他们在那里见证说耶稣是主
they testify that Jesus is the Lord
他们的见证的话有能力
testimony is powerful
因为在这个见证的话背后有一个生活在那里
because there is a living behindThis testimony.
因为耶稣在他们的身上实在是主。
Because Jesus on them is truly the Lord.
所以当他们说出这个话的时候，仇敌就退避了。
So when they so speak, the enemy retreats.
他们宁愿舍去他们的生命，也不爱惜。
They would rather lose their own life And they will not give up the night.
这些是幕后的那个时代那一般的得胜者。
And these are the overcomers of the end time.
他们要被提到宝座那里去。
They will be raptured to the throne.
撒旦就要从空中被摔到地上。
And Satan will be thrown to the earth.
这个就是地上大战难开始的时候。
And this is the beginning of the great tribulation.
但是我们知道这条龙就是撒旦呢。
But we know that this dragon is Satan.
他没有办法吞吃。
He is not able to devour the man child. So God hid the woman, would hide the woman in the desert. So this dragon would persecute the other children of this woman.
这些儿女是谁呢?
Who are these other children?
他说有神的道。
And they have the word of God.
和有耶稣基督的见证的人
And they are the ones who have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我个人相信
Personally, I believe.
这个一个是解经了
And this is also interpretation.
这个守神诫命的是指着在这个幕后大灾难的时候一般敬虔的犹太人
And those who observe the commandments of God represents those in the tribulation time they are godly Jews.
这个就是启示录第七章啊，十四万四千受印的以色列人。
And those are the in the Revelation chapter 7, those have their seals on their forehead, 144,000 of them.
因为敬虔的犹太人在大灾难的时候，他们要大受逼迫。
Because the godly Jews will be persecuted severely in tribulation.
因为他们不肯拜守的像。
Because they are not willing to pay homage to the beast.
但是还有一般的人
But another group.
就是那一般留下行为的徒
And the group is the remaining Christians.
他们虽然也有耶稣的见证
Although they have the testimony of Jesus.
但是耶稣的见证在他们身上很软弱
But the testimony of Jesus is weak on them.
他们像愚昧的童女一样
They are like the foolish virgins.
这个见证在他们身上很软弱
The testimony is weak on them.
他们没有精心祷告
And they have not prayer in watchfully.
他们没有准备好
And they are not prepared.
所以他们不能被提到宝座那里
So they cannot be raptured to the throne.
他们要留下经过大灾难
And they have to stay and pass through the tribulation.
但是感谢赞美神
But we thank and praise the Lord.
虽然是经过灾难
Although they go through tribulation,
但是可以说神给他们第二个机会。
But God gives them a second chance.
因为经过大灾难的时候
Because after the tribulation,
神耶稣的见证在他们里面因着艰难反而激发起来。
Because the testimony of Jesus in them, because of the difficulty, now is inspired.
他们不肯拜守的像
They are not willing to worship the beast
不肯有守的印记
They are not willing to have the seal of the beast
所以在启示录十四章里头这样的说
So in Revelation chapter 14
他说从今以后在主里面睡了的人有福了
From now on those who have slept in the Lord are blessed
因为他们要脱去一切的痛苦要安息在主的里面
Because they are going to take away all the pain and rest in the Lord
这些的人
These people
他们有的也为着主而殉道
Some have martyred for the Lord
他们不肯拜守的像
They are not willing to worship the image of the beast
所以到了二十章的时候
Coming to chapter 20
我们就看见
We see
第二十章
Chapter 20
第四节
Verse 4
那个时候我们的主来了
And that time our Lord came
我又看见几个宝座也有坐在上面的并有审判的权柄赐给他们我又看见那些因为借耶稣做见证并为神的道被宰者的灵魂和那没有拜过手和手像也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂他们都复活了与基督一同作王一千年这是头一次的复活
And this is the first revelation says And I saw thrones And they sat upon them And judgment was given to them And the souls of those beheaded on Testimony of Jesus An account of the word of God And those who had not done homage to the beast nor to his image and had not received the mark on their forehead and hand. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years.
所以这里给我们看见。
So here we see,
那些不肯拜首相的人。
Those who are not willing to pay homage to the beast.
这些人，根本不能生活的。
And they cannot live.
因为你没有这个印记拍卖。
Because without this seal on your hand, you cannot sell.
所以你没有办法生活的。
So you cannot live.
但是他们愿意为着主而死。
But they are willing to die for the Lord.
这些的人，他们将来也能在宝座上与主一同掌权。
And they will be able to reign with the Lord on the throne.
这一个是二十章里面所告诉我们的。
And this is what we were told in chapter 20.
那么还有最后的两次。
And the two more times.
就是十九章第十节。
Chapter 19, verse 10.
十九章第十节。
Chapter 19, verse 10.
我就伏伏在他脚前，就天使的面前拜他。他说：“千万不可，我和你，并你为那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄，同是做仆人的，你要敬拜神。”因为预言中的灵异乃是为耶稣做见证。
And I fell before his feet to do him homage. And he says to me, See, thou do it not. I am the fellow bondman, and the fellow bondman of thy brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. Do homage to God, for the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus.
约翰因为从天使那里所看见所听见的太荣耀了。
Because what John has seen from the angel is too glorious.
所以结果他不知不觉向这个天使下拜了。
So unconsciously he fell down to the angel.
这个天使千万不可。
The angel said, No, not to me.
因为我们天使和你们一般有耶稣见证的人都是一同做神的仆人。
Because we the angels and those of you who have the testimony of Jesus, we are the servants, bond servant to God.
你应当敬拜神。
You shall pay homage to God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
我们有耶稣见证的人。
We who have the testimony of Jesus,
我们都是神的仆人。
We are the bond servants for God.
我们有神的见证的人。
We who have the testimony of Jesus,
都是侍奉神的人。
We are the servants of God.
我们那些有耶稣见证的人
We have the testimony of Jesus
都是那些敬拜的人
Are the people who worship God
因为预言的灵乃是耶稣基督的见证
Because of the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus
整个的启示录是预言
The whole revelation is a prophecy
预言许许多多将来要发生的事
The prophecy speaks about many things to come
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
这些许多预言的事情
These things which are prophesied
不过是外面的事情
are only outward things
那么预言的精义在哪里呢
But what is the essence of the prophecy
就是这些要发生的事都是为耶稣做见证的
All these things that are going to happen give testimony for Jesus
见证说这一位耶稣是怎样的一位耶稣
To testify this Jesus is what kind of a Jesus
他是万王之王他是万主之主
He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords
耶稣基督的见证
The testimony of Jesus
我们如果把它总括起来来看
If we summarize it
就是我们开始的时候所念的那两节的圣经
And that is the two scriptures that we started to read
在第一章第十六节十七节
And that is in chapter 1 verses 16 Who I am
我现在我是幕后的
I am the Alpha and the Omega
他是首先的
He is the beginning
就是说他是神
He is God
一切都是从他开始的
All things start from him
凡不是从他开始的都不算数
Whatever is not from him doesn't count
这个是耶稣的见证
And this is the testimony of Jesus
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
许多的时候我们在那里开始
the testimony.
因为主说我是首先的。
But because Lord Jesus says, I am the beginning.
他是谁？
He is God.
他是一切的开始。
He is the beginning of all things.
一切都必须从他那里出来。
All things have to come out from him.
并且他是幕后的。
And he is the Omega.
幕后就是说他乃是神所有的旨意。
And the last one it says he is the whole purpose of God.
不但一切都是从他而来。
Not only all comes from him.
并且一切神的旨意都在他的身上。
But all purpose, the whole purpose of God is upon him.
都是为着他。
For him.
也是借着他。
Through him.
也是归给他的。
And reTurn to him.
我们知道在圣经告诉我们说到日子满足的时候
The Bible tells us that when the time has completed
神要把天上地下一切所有的都在基督里面合而为一
God will sum all things in heaven and earth into one in Christ
因为神要他的儿子在万有上居首位
Because God wants his son to be the head of all things
神的旨意都在他的身上
The whole of God is upon him
都是为着他
For him
也都是借着他的成全
It's accomplished through him
而一切都要归给他
And all things are come back to him
他说我又是那一个存活的
And I am the living one
换一句话说
In another word
他告诉我们说他是生命
He tells usHe is the life.
他是生命的源头。
He is the source of life.
我们的神，我们的主是生命。
Our God, our Lord is life.
一切的死亡都不是属于他的。
And all death does not come from him.
他说我来是要叫羊的生命，并且得到更丰盛。
I come so that the sheep can have life and life more abundantly.
一切是生命的，是出于主的。
All that is of life comes from the Lord.
凡是不是生命的都不是见证。
And that which not is not
this world
life is not the testimony.
你可以有正确的道理。
You can have accurate doctrine.
你可以有好的办法。
You can have good means.
但是如果不是生命的话。
But if that is not life.
这个不是见证。
It is not the testimony.
但是主说。
But Lord says.
我曾死过。
I.Became dead.
现在又活了。
And I am alive.
只活到永永远远。
And life for forever.
因为他为着要救赎我们的缘故。
Because he is going to save us.
所以他这个生命的主，他来经过死亡。
So the Lord goes through death.
但是他吞灭了死亡。
But he has devoured death.
他毁坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
He has destroyed the Satan that has the power of death.
他复活了。
He is resurrected.
并且他活到永永远远。
And he will live forever and ever.
这个就是给我们看见。
This led us to see.
他唯一得胜的主。
He is this overcoming Lord.
因为在世界上最大的仇敌就是死亡。
Because the greatest enemy of this world is death.
但是他胜过了死亡。
But he has overcome death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他就是复活。
He is the resurrection.
他就是生命。
He is the life.
他这样把自己见证给我们。
And he testified himself to us.
就是要我们的经历他的生命他的复活。
So that we can experience his life and his resurrection.
并且他说他手里拿了死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And he has the keys of the death and Hades in his hand.
本来阴间的钥匙在撒旦的手里头。
Originally, the keys to the Hades is in the hands of Satan.
但是他已经败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
But he has already destroyed the Satan that controls death.
所以他把阴间死亡的钥匙拿来了。
So he has taken the keys to death and Hades.
他这个心没有人能开。
Whatever he closes, nobody can open.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这一个就是耶稣基督的见证。
This is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
我们所认识的耶稣基督的见证
Today the testimony that we know as of Jesus Christ
究竟有多大
How great is this
是否就像圣经里头所给我们看见
Is it just as what the Bible shows us
而这个见证
And this testimony
必须在启示里面我们来领受
We must receive in Revelation.
我们要亲眼看见，要亲耳听见。
We have to see with our own eyes and hear with our own ears.
并且我们可以亲身来经历这个见证。
That we can personally experience this testimony.
这个见证就成了我们的一切。
And this testimony becomes all to us.
这样我们就能做他的见证人。
And this way, we can be his witness.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.